All right, RSI, repetitive strain injury, have you had it? We are told that the habit of doom scrolling on our phones, where we just endlessly scroll down through articles and posts and things like that, will give us RSI of the thumb. Our next guest is a physiotherapist and a sports scientist at Melanie Mack Physiotherapy. Melanie McAuliffe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, we're going to talk about abbreviations later on. Do people just call you Mel?
Yes, they do.
It's inevitable, isn't it? Now,
yes, it is.
First, is RSI real? And second, are we getting it in our thumbs?
That's an interesting one. RSI used to be something that everyone was diagnosed in the 80s when everyone started typing. And since then, it's actually just moved into sort of different names and things. So we still use it as a general term to explain stuff. And it is from repetitive movements, but actually as a syndrome itself, there's different theories behind, like different groups of people like call it a condition itself or not. But really, let's just talk about something being inflamed because of repeatedly doing the same behaviour.
All right. Well, I mean, are you seeing it in people's thumbs because of this habit of scrolling endlessly, you know, on social media sites?
I am starting to see it in people's thumbs. And what it is, it often is a thing called de Kervain's syndrome. So in that way, we're not calling it RSI, we're calling it de Kervain syndrome. And that's when particularly two of the tendons get really irritated around the thumb. So that's one of the things we look at. But of course, people do get inflamed joints as well. But the other point is that it's not always just at the thumb that there's issues that's happening with all this doom scrolling or scrolling and playing on your iPad.
Right, because one of my producers said to me that one of her pinky fingers is sort of slightly bent because she always holds her phone in sort of upright in that hand and the pinky finger's on the bottom and it's getting bent in a downwards direction because of the weight of the phone. I mean, have you seen that?
It is absolutely possible. It really is, because you actually get damage to the tendon and you get damage to the ligament that holds these tendons in the hand. Basically, it's about holding something for a period of time or doing a behaviour repeatedly over time. And some of the things is like one of the studies that they've actually looked at was they found that by actually using your mobile phone, you actually get a weaker hand related to how many hours that you actually use it. Yes. And so what they did in another study was in order to treat the actual thumb pain, they did nothing to do with the thumb and they gave people upper body exercises for 12 weeks that's associated more with posture and neck position. And they found just by changing the posture of the person using the phone, they automatically changed how they held their phone and they ended up with less thumb pain.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So let's just say someone does have the... was it Kervain tendon, you know, the inflamed tendon?
Kervain, yes.
Yeah. Is that someone's name? I've never heard of that word before.
It was, yes.
Right, okay.
That's right.
So if someone presents to you with that, what do you do? Do you give them a bit of a thumb massage or what?
Well, you actually test them using a particular test. Once again, it's someone else's name. It's called the Finkelstein test.
Right.
And you can even do that right now where you actually put your thumb into your palm and you put your fingers over your thumb and then you basically put your little finger direction towards the floor so it stretches the side of that thumb out. That is also one of the treatments that you do, is that you get them to do that Finkelstein test but with a lot less force. Ooh. And sometimes even if you do that and you do it, I always get my patients to do it like in a bowl of hot water or something. So it ends up being really, really relieving type of treatment. But the muscles associated with that are actually not really on your thumb. The actual muscle belly is actually in your forearm.
Ah.
So we also get them to do forearm massages, really make a difference, but also forearm strengthening exercises.
Okay. And finally, I heard someone else here on 3RW talking about technique the other day, you know, where people are getting, you know, their heads are always tilted forward looking at things and they're getting like curvatures of the spine and so forth. Are you seeing a lot of that?
Oh, absolutely. And also even with treating thumbs, we often find if you actually treat the neck, it's amazing how much there seems to be a neural pathway that's affecting the thumb. So treating the neck can also improve the thumb. Most people tend to hold their head at about a 33 to 45 degree angle when they're texting. And it does make a difference how far away the phone is and how close it is to you. So the best position, even if your head is facing down, is you can do it like you would when your chin goes down in an upper nodding position, so that you don't end up sticking your head out like a turtle, basically. And that's the position. It's also the same position that people tend to adopt, and especially your listeners right now, if they're driving. Whenever you overtake someone in a car, you tend to stick your head out like a turtle as well.
Right. Really?
It's just one of those things that people do. It's an increased tension position. So by changing that position, and also when it comes to your phone, adding those little pop sockets on the back of your phone, you know, those knobs that you can attach to your phone, that changes hand position, and sometimes that can completely relieve whatever's going on in the fingers.
All right. Thank you for that. Mel McAuliffe, physiotherapist and sports scientist at Melanie Mac Physiotherapy, which may or may not be named after her.